All right, 1 o'clock, we'll call the meeting to order, please. Everyone have a look at the agenda, any additions or deletions?
I don't have any.
None today, good. We have a mover for that?
Bonkey.
Seconder, please.
Stark.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Everyone had a chance to read the minutes, are we good with the minutes? And if we did, can we have a mover for that?
Stark.
Seconder?
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Payment of accounts.
McDougall.
Bonkey.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just one more, yeah, you two only more.
Oh.
Come on, big guy.
Can we get a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks?
Stood.
Stared.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay. Everyone have a look at the senior utility operators report? All good. The building inspector report? It's in your package, all good. Report, pardon?
This one, go up. Bylaw.
Oh, bylaw officer, I thought, everyone have a look at that?
Yep.
Okay. Reports of committees, White Mouth Two Rivers Service to Seniors, statistics for August is in your package. North Eastman Community Health Committee, Discovery Days information. That was something that was held in Brandon. Two Rivers Seniors Resource Council Board Report from May 20th, 2025 to September 15th, 2025. Again, in your package. White Mouth Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Management Facility, that's in your package. Minutes of July 10th. Verbal reports of committees. Any dealt, Councilor Stark? Deputy Reeve Anke.
Two Rivers, Pinawa, we had on September 17th, we had our AGM and our regular meeting for the first time through the summer and that. So a few members have flipped around in that. With that, there'll be a new secretary and that, so Manny's taking it. In the interim part for that job on it, Sikinga, and that's about it. Just caught up. They're looking at buying a new handy van.
For them?
For them, for out in that neck of the woods there and everything, so. Otherwise, everything else is as usual in the reports.
Thank you.
Councilor McDougall.
Yeah, we had a waste management meeting last week on the 18th, and it was business as usual. So our next meeting's on the 27th of October, and after that, the minutes from this meeting will be in your package for review.
Thank you.
And for myself, again, I attended the same waste management. That went well. Again, the museum one, with the museum, they had their updates and stuff. And I did attend on Saturday in Lac-de-Bonny, the kind of a closing of the fire that was over there, and just recognizing all the different government officials and the fire departments, and it was very nicely attended. And a lot of recognition to our local ones. And when I say local, I'm talking about White Mouth and Reynolds. And not necessarily were they at that particular fire, but they were involved in the fires. And that is about it. We will move on to communications number one. Gord and Belinda Wilson request to purchase unmaintained road allowance. Okay, so that's the information we got on it now. probably gonna have to get admin to do a little additional, get additional information on it.
We can sure research it for you, table it and give it to you for the next regular meeting.
Okay, to make sure we have everything correct for that. All right. Number two, Sean Morrison, request to hook onto municipal utilities. We all good with that? Can we get a resolution for that? Have a mover?
Yeah.
Seconder?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number three, we're going to go in camera for that one. Okay. Then number four, Manitoba Emergency Management Organization, re-engagement activity invitation. Okay, I think that's one is in, is that in November? I can't recall.
It is a one day on October the 14th.
Okay. All right. And then we'll move on to unfinished business. Number one, oh, you know, before we move on to this one here, I just want to interrupt here for a second on this one, and I would like to, on behalf of council here today, send our condolences to Kathy Tobias and their family on the passing of Bill. Bill was involved in municipal politics and in, you know, and a member of the community, so we'd just like to pass our condolences on to them. Thank you. Number one, we'll go to the Lagoon Lift Station Design Drawing reviewed by Whitemore staff and Manitoba Water Services Board, awaiting their report. Borrowing bylaw, first reading. I just want to, just a little quickly thing on the municipal lagoon. The new municipal lagoon, the reasons, our current lagoon in Whitemouth is at capacity and we cannot handle more development or accept waste from the rest of the municipality. The proposed lagoon would service the whole of the municipality with the exception the town of Seven Sisters, since they are already connected to their own lagoon. Through the process as a council and after public consideration, we determined it would be in the best interest of the municipality to separate the lagoon project into two separate local improvements, one for the lift station and the new Forest Main that will only service the town of Whitemouth, the second for the lagoon itself that will service all of the municipality except the town of Seven Sisters. The total cost of the project is expected to be $6,216,500. We have successfully secured 50% funding from the Water Services Board.
So we have two separate resolutions as per your information there. So the first bylaw, be it resolved that bylaw number 775-25, being a bylaw of the Rural Municipality of Whitemouth to authorize the expenditure and borrowing of money for the completion of a new force main to connect to the new municipal lagoon and for upgrades to the lift station as a local improvement for the town of Whitemouth, be hereby given first reading.
Can we have a mover?
Stare.
A seconder?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
So then we'll go to the second bylaw. And with that, be it resolved that bylaw number 77625, being a bylaw of the Rural Municipality of Whitemouth to authorize the expenditure and borrowing of money for the completion of a new lagoon for the municipality, excluding the region of Seven Sisters Falls, already connected to the Seven Sisters Lagoon, be hereby given first reading.
Can we have a mover, please?
Stead.
Seconder?
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
So now we will proceed with the preparations for those hearings, and those hearings will be held on November the 12th in your chambers here.
Colleen, I need to be excused. I need to take this from the hospital.
Yep. Yeah. Council, would you like to just take a little recess, please? Would you mind just turning that off, Elise, so we just have a little recess, please? Thank you very much for the short recess, and now we'll get back into our agenda.
What did I do with my glasses? Well, which one are we at here?
Number two.
Water line south of Elma awaiting the rural municipality of Reynolds response, tabled to October 14th. So again, we're waiting. We just moved ahead on our own side of it.
And we've asked Water Services Board, just the council was thinking they still wanted more information should Reynolds not be interested.
Yeah.
However, either way, they said to wait until after we have Reynolds' decision.
Okay. And then number three is zoning bylaw. That's tabled to February.
Should that say 26?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Number four, Manitoba Environment and Climate Change proposal for information of Winnipeg River Watershed District delegation confirmed for October 28, 2025. The information from the Rural Municipality of Reynolds request for another open house.
Is anybody going to that?
No, they denied it. Well, Climate Change denied it. They said they had already done them an open house and they wouldn't be doing another one.
New business number one, we will go in camera for.
Councillor McDougald has signed a disclosure of interest for that, so at that portion of the in camera, we'll respectfully request that he leaves and not return until any decisions are made.
Okay, and then number two, we'll finish it off and then go in camera. Mm-hmm. Signing authority.
This will be so that the signing signatories now are the Reeve or Deputy Reeve and Chief Administrative Officer Smith or Assistant Chief Administrative Officer Miles.
Okay. Onkey.
Seconder.
Stay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. And then number three, White Mills Reynolds Planning District Legal Personnel. We'll go into camera for that.
Yes, please.
All right.
So if I can have to go in camera, please.
Can we have a mover to go into camera?
Stare.
Okay. Seconder.
Stare.
Everybody, aye. Carried. Aye.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Could you call Councilor McDougall back in, please?
Councilor McDougall?
Went home.
I don't know.
Councilor McDougall?
Thank you. So we're out of camera. Thank you very much, Council. Thank you for coming back. For the sale of land, Council has agreed not to accept that offer. The price will remain the same per lot. For the realtor services, I have a resolution presented for the four members of Council. Whereas requests for realtor services have been advertised and tenders received, now therefore be it resolved that the successful tenderer is Duncan McDougald from REMAX for a 2-year period from October 1st, 2025 to September 30th, 2027 with a fee of 3.5% for sales on municipal property sold. Mover?
Onkey.
Seconder, please.
Here.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
In regards to the Whitemouth Reynolds Planning District. Due to the Whitemouth Reynolds Planning District dissolution, interim administration will be required. Our RM of Whitemouth Administration will provide a response to this request once the inner office position has been filled. We will table that for you.
Yeah, thank you.
If I might please have moved to adjourn.
Onkey.
Seconder.
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. At 2:03.
Thank you. I appreciate that.